Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, is this Mr. Burks?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Mr. Burks, this is Zach. How are you?
And who is this?
This is Zach.
Zach. Hey, what's up, Zach?
Yes, sir. You filled out a form on my website about your property on South Jefferson Street. Are you looking to sell it?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely in the market, man. It's a hot market now, so I'm just searching out to see what kind of prices I can get. Where you located at?
I'm out of Ashland.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So tell me, if you don't mind me asking, what's got you interested in selling? Do you live there personally?
Yeah, I live there personally, man. Yeah, I want to get out of town, man. I'm relocate out of state, man. Go south, hang out with my moms and pops, and they get a little older, and I'm here. Kids done graduated out of school. They grown on their own. So, and it's just me. You know, I want to get rid of the house. I'm the sole owner, and I'm looking. Try to get a nice penny for the property since the market is up. I think I can get a nice penny for it, man.
Uh huh. Where are you gonna go when you sell it?
Well, I'm gonna go down south, man. Go down around Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Okay. And what's your timeline looking like?
Oh well, I'm not in no hurry, but you know, as soon as I can get rid of it, I'm out of here, man. You know, if I can get the price I'm looking for, I'm looking for around 150, man. I know that's market price, but I think it's an excellent property, and everything is selling right here now for $250,000, man. After they you know, put some paint on the house, these guys is killing the market, man. So I figure I can get about 150, you know, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you think?
Well, I think the assessment is a lot different than what you're asking. What's that?
You looked it up, what is it?
It looks like it's just under 50,000.
Nah, they got a new assessment going on now, bro. I don't know, you might want to go back and do your homework. They done reassess the property now. It's done doubled up, man. It done doubled since the last time. You know, they done doubled up, man. Taxes, assessment, everything is going up because everything is down here selling for 200 plus thousand, man.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pretty much nothing left on the block in the neighborhood. They done bought up everything. Now they're buying up lots now, putting up new structures on lots. So, but go back. You might want to go back and do your homework. You might be looking at the old assessment, but they don't send me notice, man. They don't jack my assessment up 100% plus, man. So.
So you got the new assessment at 100,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, new assessment is 100 plus thousand, bro. I think it's around 100 and 100. Last time I looked at things. I forget, man. But yeah, they're gonna try to. Everybody around here crying because the taxes is going to go up, man.
Well, that's because you know a couple of different things. You know, one, the county ain't making money like it's supposed to be, so they tax the homeowners.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. You know, they get the value up, and now they got the value up around the neighborhood. They selling properties. I didn't think they could sell a property in this area for $250,000, but right around the corner, they sold one for $250,000. I was like, wow, $250,000? But it is what it is, man. Everything around the corner selling for $230,000,
$240,000. And if you don't mind, how many? So it's a 4-1, it's got 4 bedrooms, 1 bathroom.
Yeah, 4 bedrooms and a bath and a half. This is a bathroom downstairs. This is a half bathroom downstairs.
Okay. Did this used to be a duplex?
I don't know, but when I bought it, it was like this when I bought it. So The guy bought it from said his father and his son lived in it. So I don't know how they did it, but couple contractors came by and they said, yeah, there was a staircase on this side and a staircase on that side, and they eliminated the staircase and made a bedroom, a walk-in closet where the old staircase is at, something like that. So I don't know how they did it, man, but it can be, to my understanding, the contractor said they can make it a two family, with some work done to it, or you can make it a real big single family,
Yeah,
expand the kitchen.
it's zoned R3, so
Say what now? Say it again.
it's zoned R3, so legally, it's got to be a single family house. You could, if you did a multifamily, it would be technically illegal.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, that's not what I heard, but okay. All right, well, hey, give me a call back if you're interested. Let me know. Do your homework and get back with me and let me know something. And I gotta step out now. So,
Okay. Well,
what's your name? Your name is Zach.
I'm
Zach,
definitely
right?
interested.
Hmm.
I'm definitely interested. I just need to get a little bit more information on it, so.
Okay. Well, you in Ashland? If you wanna come down, take a look. Give me a time. We set up something, or you want to do your homework on the online. I don't know how you guys do your homework, but do what you got to do, and give me a call back, and I'm gonna write your name on this number so I know when you call, I know it's you.
So, just tell me real quick. Are you looking for, like 100,000? What are you looking for?
Like I said, I'm looking for 150, man. If I can get my hands on 150, I'd love to get 150, but I don't have multiple offers over 100,000, bro. So if all you're thinking about is 100,000, you're wasting your time. I got a couple offers out there around above 130. So if you're not operating like that, then I don't want to waste your time, because that last offer I got was 135. The offer before that was 120. 127.
You haven't
I got.
taken How come you haven't taken it?
Of course, I know I can get more. I'm gunning for 150. And as I do my research every day on the market, I'm like, well, hell, if you hold out, you're gonna get your 150 or damn near close to it. So 135 is very tempting. And I told the guy I'll get back with him, but I told him, I said, I want the 150. So I said, you at 135? I told him maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle or something, man. I don't, but I told him I'd call him back. So, but at the same time, the show keeps going on, bro. Keeps rolling. Time keeps rolling. But I know I can get 150, and I don't. That's not even putting it on the market. One of you investor guys is going to jump on it. There's nothing else left, man. And this is an excellent property, so I'm not going to, I'm going to get top dollar. So.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck.
Okay then. All right, Zach. All right, this is Zach. I thanks for the luck, and have a good day, guys. Talk with you later. Give me a call back if you change your mind or anything, more questions. You got my number, and talk with you later, all right?
All right.
All
Take
right,
care.
bro.